We are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we will chant verse 133 from chapter 22 of the Madhya Lila. Although if you say 22, it's automatically Madhya Lila because Antya has only 20 and Adi has only 17. 32 can only be in Madhya. And this verse is taken from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Krishnas Karaj Goswami takes Rupa Goswami's verses whenever applicable. At the end of each chapter he says Rupa Ragunata Pade. Taking shelter, praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Dash. So, this is Rupa Goswami, although the instructions, interestingly enough, these many chapters of these instructions, in fact, are given not to Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but to who? Huh? Sanatana, yes. Shronodon. Sanatana Goswami, even though this, you can see, we are quoting Rupa Goswami's verses, so he has written it down in detail in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvala Nilamani, so many very detailed books. Sanatana Goswami did write books like Hari Bhakti Vilas with rules, technical rules, how to fast, how to wash, how to put tilak, how to this, how to that, right? Plus Brihad Bhagavatamrita, giving his grand perspective on Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is Bhagavata, means Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amrita, the nectar, that's his commentary. So he's taking the nectar from the Bhagavatam, putting it in two systematic stories, Sanatana Goswami, putting it in two systematic stories. And Srila Prabhupada says, if you want, anyone who wants to understand bhakti must read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. After finishing Srila Prabhupada's books, at least once, right? So, Brihad Bhagavatamrita puts one in terms of the process, personalities, and yes, one in terms of personalities and bhakti, and then the other half is different levels of places in terms of abodes, from earth to Indraloka to Tapaloka to Brahmaloka, and then different forms of God devotee meets. So it's an amazing book, you know, super bestseller of all times. It's also, you know, it's like sometimes there is a genre. It's one of the very archetypal, one of the most important genres of stories. It's one of the seven basic plots. Plot, you know, it's the picture. How to say the storyline? Seven. Most important storylines meant for healing our heart and mind, which are in all the stories around the world. It's the journey. There are two quests. One is quest, one is similar a journey. So we have a journey here, so by Gop Kumar to Goloka Vrindavan. So that's by Sanatana Goswami. So here he is instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a very sweet meeting. He's escaping. He was a prime minister and he had to run away from being a prime minister, not because of some political problems, but because he wanted to become a monk. Right. Bhrishyam Prabhu says this is one of the most convincing arguments for Krishna, bhakti, yoga, and everything. Because people like this, there was nothing they didn't have. Absolutely nothing they didn't have in this world. He was the prime minister of the richest country in the world in the 15th century. Of the most powerful king. And he was a poet. He was aristocratic. There was nothing he didn't have. And he was trying to run away to be a poor monk in Vrindavan. So that means that what you have in Vrindavan is different. I mean, what you have in bhakti is special. Beyond all the attainments of the material world. So here you can see this is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his instructions, this chapter is called The Process of Devotional Service. It's a very, very beautiful chapter. All these are amazing chapters. So we heard about the qualities, 26 qualities, famous 26 qualities of a devotee. And in the Bhagavatam we have 28. So do you remember which quality is special in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Different from the Bhagavatam? You have five times in among these 20. Mercy, yes, thank you. Mercy and generosity. So here we will go back a little bit, but now we will read this verse. Going back in Sanskrit is called Simhavalokana, the lion looking back. So you the lion is walking and then it looks back. So that's when you repeat something, that's Simhavalokana, the lion's glancing back. So we will do the Simhavalokana, the lion's glancing back. After chanting this verse by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he expresses his surprise. Adbhuta, see, he says, it's wonderful, it's amazing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is surprised. What is he surprised with? Anybody can penetrate the Sanskrit, or anybody remembers, or anybody can guess? I mean, guessing is the most interesting, of course. If you can guess what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be surprised with. Yes, you know. So let us chant. Duruhad bhuta viryasmin. Shraddha durastu panchake. Yatra svalpopi sambandha saddhiyam bhava janmane. Maybe we should first read the word for word so that it's more fun to... Okay, you can see dur and uha. Uha means to speak and dur means difficult. Yeah, like we have durable. Teshko, yes. So, duruha, difficult to be reconciled. Adbhuta, wonderful. Virye, in the power. Asmin, in this. Shraddha, faith. Dure, far away. Astu, let it be. Panchake, in the above mentioned five principles. What are the above mentioned five principles? Holy names. Holy place. Bhagavatam. Deity worship. Association of devotees. Gitai. Hare Krishna. Yes. So, five principles. Yatra. In which. Svalpa. A little. Api. Even. Sambandha. Connection. Saddhyam. Of those who are intelligent and offenseless. Sat dhiya means your intelligence or consciousness, and sat means good. Sat, good. So the idea is that, okay, we can extend it this way or that way. So this is one good translation. At least the person is not a rascal. I mean, in a moral sense. Bhava janmane. To awaken one's dormant love for Krishna. Maybe we'll read also the translation and then chant a few more times, because it's a very nice verse, easy to remember also. The power of these five principles is very wonderful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Adbhuta, amazing. And difficult to reconcile. So God, who is the creator of speech and meanings of words, he says it's very difficult to even explain. Very difficult even to say how powerful. Understand. Okay, that's even maybe better. But actually, uha, it's uvacha. Yes, like u is to say. So u gets into uvacha and vak, and vak we have vocabulary, voice, evocative, evoke. So these are all with voice and speaking connected. This vok expands from that u. So difficult to say, difficult to understand, even without faith in them. A person who is offenseless means sadhya, means his brain is okay, not a rascal, can experience dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. So just a little, su alpa, not alpa, but su alpa, not little, but very little. Not little, but very, very little. Sambala, very little connection. And you can bhava janmane. You can give birth to bhava. It can give birth to loving ecstasy of Krishna bhakti, which is the end of sadhana, which is the result of sadhana. Just by little touch, success of sadhana. So let's chant this verse maybe a couple more times. Duruhad bhuta viryasmin Shadha durestu panchake Yatra svalpopi sambandha Saddiyam bhava janmane. Somebody would like to chant. Bhava is love. Bhava means technically ecstatic love for Krishna, which is already a success of our sadhana. So we perform sadhana to get bhava. And how bhava is defined? When bhava comes, it's prema suryamsha surya bak. So when there is one ray of the sun of prema, so prema is like the sun, and one ray is like you have there near the window, a few rays you have there. So it can chitta masrinya. It melts our heart by three tastes. So like you have butter from a freezer. Butter you keep in the freezer, right? So you can take butter from a freezer, and if, for example, you want to make this butterbrot, you say butterbrot, the yes, Kruse Muslim. So you want to take some. Do you like bread and butter? Like good bread and put butter on top, right? Ah? Honey, little jam, or some salt on top, and I don't know. But if you're just taking this from the freezer, it's a little tough to smear. Right? So our heart is from deep freezer. But we have the son of prema. Son of prema, and it can begin to melt our heart. Sometimes on the infinite, in the infinite spaces of internet, you see something that's looking like something very wise and practical. So they say, if you heat the knife, if you make the knife very hot, then you can, with a hot knife, take some of this butter. It's easy to cut, and then you can, a little bit of this butter can be smeared on the bread. So, by just these five amazing processes, the heart can immediately melt. Just a little touch of these five processes and the heart melts. Can begin to melt. Can begin to melt. It's so much so that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's amazing. I guess there's not many things that can surprise God. I mean, even just take any human, and after some few years, not many things can surprise you. Right? Oh, yeah, okay. So what do you say about God? What can surprise God? But here he says, I'm surprised. So even these hearts from deeply frozen, yes, by a little touch, even without Shraddha, and without Shraddha there is no sadhana, without Shraddha there is no bhakti. How can there be, I mean, no Shraddha, no bhakti? But surprised, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's even difficult to explain. Dur uha. Even faith is far. I mean, the faith is on the way. The faith is coming. But it's still on the way. It's far. It's like, you know, still on what is this? Blevizova cesta? Or Slovenska cesta? Or somewhere near Betece. It's still on the way. So it's far. It's coming, because you are already near devotees. But it's far. Shraddha dure. It's far. And already, you can experience Bhava Janmane. You can give the first glimpses of Bhava. Maybe reflected Bhava, maybe Rati Abhas, reflected ecstasy. So does it ever happen that you see the deities and you feel or wow, or if you speak in proper Sanskrit, uha vava from the Bhagavatam, or bho bho, or aho bata. If you don't want to say wow, then you say aho bata. It's the Sanskrit way to say wow. So sometimes you see the deities and you feel aho bata. It's amazing. Or there is some kirtan, some harinam, somebody singing the holy names, and you are normal you, or sometimes you can see, like, even in the street, right, people, we don't know how far is their shraddha in Krishna. So I can see some of you are sun-kissed from the Ratha Yatra yesterday. Yes. And I can even hear that some of you are not only sun-kissed, but also voice sacrificed. What do you call it? The vocal cords. have done the austerity and have been surrendered to Krishna. So people sometimes on the street, they start singing or dancing. Even sometimes children, when in this famous talk, this transcendental vibration of Prabhupada saying Hare Krishna mantra. So it was after Harinam where a child started dancing. So Prabhupada mentions even a dog was coming, and so even dogs and children, Prabhupada says, even animals and children can feel. So that's the power. Or sometimes you have one of your bad days. Do you have bad days? Do you like bad days? You don't like bad days, no? Recently I overheard some song. 100 bad days make 100 good stories, and 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. So sometimes we have our bad day, and then we come, and there is such a nice kirtan. And we forget that this is a bad day. Does it happen to you? You forget it's a bad day. Or you don't feel it's bad, it becomes good. You want to dance, you want to sing. So, the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, Nama Kirtan, or the Bhagavatam. Yeah, so, I may be struggling with something, I may have some heavy burden, invisible to others. But the size of half, definitely bigger than half a Europe, pressing down my head. And then I hear some Bhagavatam instruction, and it's like having cloud-covered, overcast sky, and then like a ray of sun, bright sun, just shines through. Yes? And this cloud, the size of half of Europe, is no longer covering the sun. It's bright. You have this experience. Devotees, sometimes you just see devotees. Yes? And just coming near devotees, just being with devotees, the last instruction of Sri Ramanujacharya. You tried everything. You tried very hard. Just go to devotees and just sit with devotees. Yes. Of course, they will not like really let you just sit for a long time. They will either sing or talk or give you prasadam or say, go do this. Or the temple, or the holy place,
holy place.
So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is surprised how powerful is bhakti in these five forms. So there are 64 elements of bhakti. So we have easy journey to other planets, and we have the addition before. It's okay. That's fine. So okay. Thank you. So Prabhupada gives us a process how to easily make the journey to the other planets. Yes, so Prabhupada says, the following details outline a general practice by which one can prepare himself for an easy journey to the Vaikuntha, anti-material planets, where life is free from birth, old age, disease, and death. General practice, positive functions. It's a very practical book. So this is actually what's listed in this chapter here. 64 elements of bhakti, angas of bhakti, which Rupa Goswami begins explaining in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by saying that my brother has written down millions of rules in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So I will give you just the principal ones. So there are many details, but millions, you know, it's who can do all of them? It's, I mean, somebody can, but it's really tough, right? And so the idea is that there are the main ones. So there are 64. And 64, among these 64, you can see that five are repeated at the end. So these are glorified as the five, the most incredibly powerful. We have a separate chapter dedicated to them to show how they produce bhava, can produce bhava. But Srila Prabhupada, he begins with the 21st ones, which are also called, so 20 positive and negative. 20 positive, 10 positive, 10 negative. It's in fact, very tricky and interesting discussion. So you can recognize positive and negative rules in yoga are called yama niyama. Yes, yama niyama. So yama is what you don't do. Yama, right? This yama, don't go there. And niyama means okay, you can go. This you do. So, yama niyama. So these are positive or niyama. However, they are called 20 doors to bhakti. 20 doors to bhakti. So technically they are preparing one for bhakti. So Prabhupada is saying, okay, so the following details outline the general practice by which one can prepare himself for an easy journey to the Vaikuntha planets. General practice, positive functions. Number one. The serious candidate must accept a bona fide spiritual master in order to be trained scientifically. Right, everywhere. You need, even for your doctoral dissertation, you need a supervisor, correct? You may be super, super expert, still you need a supervisor. And the higher you go, the more exclusive is training. Like these Olympic athletes, they almost have like, or Olympic level athletes, they almost have like three coaches for one athlete. In the beginning, you have one coach for 100 children, right? But then the higher you go, the more specific is the training. So, okay. Then, when the student has chosen a bona fide spiritual master, he must take the proper initiation from him. This marks the beginning of spiritual training. So enlist, commit. No free listeners. I mean, free listeners is good, but... 3. The candidate must be prepared to satisfy the spiritual master in every way. What does it mean, in every way? Anyway, I'll control myself and avoid some of the jokes that I could say. So the idea is that Srila Prabhupada is giving the process. Yes, study, study, practice. 4. The intelligent candidate places intelligent questions to the spiritual master in order to clear his path of all uncertainties. Asking questions, Saddharma Pricha, it's called. Asking questions. That's process number 4. Any questions? Get ready. 5. The candidate should always try to follow in the footsteps of the great sages who have practiced the method and obtained success. So there is a Mahajanoya Nagatasa Panta. There is a road. You follow the road. I like to walk in forests sometimes, and I can't tell how many times I've taken a shortcut. And yes, ended up spending like 3 extra hours, sometimes 5 extra hours. And even with the help of the GPS and navigation and everything. So follow the path. Only if you have a lot of extra time you can take a shortcut. In the forest, but in spiritual life, follow the guide. 6. The candidate must be prepared to change his habits. Must be prepared to sacrifice both sense gratification and sense abnegation. Is it difficult to sacrifice your sense abnegation? Why is it difficult? What sense abnegation? Like renunciation, like sacrifice some kind of austerity. Stop doing some kind of austerity. For Krishna. Like what?
Like eating less prasada.
So you sacrifice eating less and you eat more?
Yes.
Okay. Well, like for example, before Krishna consciousness, I was a Buddhist, and I thought that taste must be tasteless. Food must be tasteless. No salt, no sugar. So when I tried prasadam, there was plenty of spices. Nice spices. So I asked my friend, we were practicing together, he said, look, there's so many spices. But, you know, I know these spices, they increase raga. They increase attachment. Why do we have these spices? Well, he says, you know, it's raga for Krishna. So that's okay. It's prasadam, right? Or as we have one teacher in the VHE who was also into health food, and she came to the Sunday feast, and lecture was excellent, perfect. She loved the lecture. But when the Sunday feast came, she was horrified because she got halwa, you know, with sugar, with butter, and with semolina. 3 things she was avoiding. So it took her some sacrifice. to stop her sense abnegation, at least to some extent. Right? Any other examples? We don't have many of these, right? The other category, yes. No meat, fish, eggs. Priya Radha, yes. Yeah. Can we collectively come up with one more example of sacrificing sense abnegation in our practical life? Over-endeavoring, okay.
Yeah, but this over-endeavoring is to escape from whatever. Everybody is escaping to some level, so stop over-endeavoring. It's very hard to see. Be satisfied. Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I met one Guru Maharaj, and he said,
he doesn't hurry. Uh-huh. He doesn't hurry anywhere, but he does everything mm-hmm. on time.
Yes.
He was sitting.
Amazing.
And he's in a hurry. He has a deadline to meet, but he was sitting book. With devotees.
Okay.
Might be an austerity, sitting with devotees.
Okay. So, being ready to give up either positive or negative, either positive or negative. I do remember, what was I? I was 23 years old. Amazing. It happened also. And I was traveling with Govinda Maharaj, and we Bibi Govinda Maharaj. And we went to North Kazakhstan. And there was snow there, if I remember, yes. And I was still, now it's hard to believe, but I was walking without socks and I liked cold. Now I don't understand what was wrong with me, but at that time. So he gave me a big bag of his personal socks, very big, thick, warm socks, and he asked me, Adipurush, please, to make me happy and Krishna happy, wear the socks. So I had to give up my attachment to cold.
Into the snow.
Yeah. I remember, yeah. I was trying to walk around the temple in Korshnas, the BBT, and there was snow, and I had open sandals and bare feet to walk in the snow around the temple. And I liked it. Everybody looked at me as if I'm crazy. Anyway, I survived. 7. The candidate should live in a spiritual atmosphere. Actually, this is specifically mentioning Tirtha. So Prabhupada here makes it more open as a temple. creating temple, spiritual atmosphere also in your home. Somebody lives at home. 8. He must be satisfied with as much wealth as is sufficient for maintenance only. He should not try to amass more wealth than is necessary to sustain himself in a simple way. Okay, this is nowadays very complicated to figure out what's a simple life. 9. He must observe the fasting dates, such as the 11th day of the growing and waning moon. Okay, clear? 10. He must show respect to the banyan tree, or in our places, to a big old oak. Don't spit and kick. And be respect, or Tulsi. Yeah, do we have Tulsi here? Also. What else do we have that can be? Well, actually, smokwe, the figs, are a distant cousin of a banyan. They are Ficus carica, what's it called? And banyan is Ficus religiosa. So, respect to the banyan, cow, the learned brahmana, and the devotee. These are the first stepping stones toward the path of devotional service. Gradually, one has to adopt other items which are negative in character. Hare Krishna. So, we are preparing for the flight, to easy journey to the other planets. Don't forget. 11. One should avoid offenses in the discharge of devotional service and in chanting the holy names. So every little effort counts. Just try, that's clearing stage. This way, in 1 second, you can start the clearing stage. You just try. Now, 12. He should avoid extensive association with non-devotees. And 13. He must not take on unlimited disciples. Okay? Don't take unlimited disciples. Set a limit. I think 50,000 is the top. More is really... So you can see what Srila Prabhupada writes here. This means that a candidate who has successfully followed the first 12 items can also become a spiritual master himself. Just as a student becomes a monitor in class with a limited number of disciples. Okay? And it continues there. 64, these are 20, and there are more. So these are more generic, more general. But there are 64 main, and out of them, the five are amazingly powerful. So much amazingly powerful that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is amazed. And so you must make sure to practice these five. Plus we have the nine direct processes of bhakti. They are always, always nourishing. And then, you can see, like in his very famous letter to Hamsaduta in 69, he writes, boys, girls, we don't want our transcendental diploma. We want our transcendental diploma bhakti of Bhaktivedanta continue through the generations. Whoever will have Bhaktivedanta, and he gives this description. So, says, whoever will have this Bhaktivedanta diploma will be allowed to initiate disciples, and maybe by 1975, all of my disciples will be allowed to initiate. That is my program. So he writes this in 69. So basically it looks like he considers 6 years is good time. In 6 years. Who has been practicing for more than 6 years? Or 6 years, six and or more. Okay, so. Of course, Prabhupada also has the idea of studying. And then he says, yes, continue the Bhaktivedanta diploma. The transcendental family of Bhaktivedantas. Yes, yeah, Prabhupada very clearly includes women. He says boys, girls, men, women. Many times he says it. Okay, any questions? Which is item number 4, Saddharma Pritcha, asking questions on spiritual topics. Hare Krishna. Fortunately, we have Urugai Prabhu. Yes?
I'm perfectly willing to pass on the microphone.
But you are merciful. You can allow them to think, can I come up with a question which sounds intelligent but also is interesting? Yes.
I mean, I actually have a question concerning this Hari Bhakti Vilas. I think Bir Krishna Maharaj said that this is first bridge preaching project, actually. Uh-huh. No? This Hari Bhakti Vilas made for the Brahminical community. And so I was wondering, Sanatana Goswami was doing this book made of, and they doesn't seem very important to us, but why was he making them if there is some other reasons besides doing bridge preaching for making the rules? And I'm wondering myself, there are rituals, and ritual can be like this or a little different, or a little different or a little more different. So what is meaningful in rituals, and why are they meaningful tools for attaining Krishna and understanding Krishna, because we also think they can be like this or like this, and Vaishnava doesn't bother much about whether he steps like this or like that. Or anyway, why is so important to do things accordingly, like it's written, for example, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, why this helps meaningfully to attain Krishna, why it helps? Uh-huh. Why should we do it?
Why do we have Hari Bhakti Vilas? Yes.
Yeah.
So you can see that Sananda Goswami was writing Hari Bhakti Vilas on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, compile a book. And what you can see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to collect the rules, and Hari Bhakti Vilas is a collection of quotes from very different shastras. Some of these shastras are, we could call them dodgy. You would dodge them, you know, you would really not want to even actually read them, some of these shastras mentioned there. But because both of them, Sananda Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were like, you don't even call them now, you would call them a walking Google. Not even an encyclopedia, a walking Google, you know. They have like everything in their memory. So they collect all the relevant, and for example, how to celebrate, how to worship the deities, what you offer after what. Is it better to know? It's better to know, right? How do you offer? Which mantras do you say? Before mantra. Is there some mantra before you chant? Some mantra after you chant? Right? So many of us are perfectionists in devotional service. So it's wonderful. Or there are some mantras how to ask forgiveness for not doing things perfectly. Is it a helpful mantra? Yes, it's a helpful mantra. How to do the fast? And there are different levels. Very heavy, not so heavy. When can you break the vow to fast? He says, like this, like this, like this. And he collects all these rules, and it's for intelligent Vaishnavas who know, okay, so if I need a rule, that's where I find it. Plus he adds blessings. So if you see Govardhan, then it gives you the result of 10 million Janmashtami fasts. One glance at Govardhan gives you the purification and benefit of, or one obeisance to the deities cannot be compared to the most powerful Ashwamedha sacrifice. So he gives you so many, also describes the blessings, or the perfection of chanting. A lot of very interesting tidbits. I must warn, we still don't have an actual translation. There are several translations, but they are... How shall I put it mildly? It's a technical book. It's a complicated book, and not everything is actually very precisely rendered. We still don't have it. And not many people also will be able to... We respect it. We respect it, but we also understand that not everything is practical for everybody. Even Rupa Goswami says that I will give you the principles. And this is the sign of maturation, that you are able to prioritize, to establish the hierarchy of different rules. So which is the most important? What is the main objective? What is number two? What is number three? What is number five? What is number 435? So this way you can see, and so you're not really deviating, you're just following some higher order, the injunction of a higher order for Krishna, if necessary. So that's for mature Vaishnavas, and of course it inspired the smarta brahmanas. Oh, they have so it's all shastric, it's all from the shastra, so it's all authorized, so it gave some authorization to the practice of the all the practices of the Vaishnavas. They still don't follow, for example, Ekadashi. Still, they don't follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that you don't follow the mixed one, follow on the next day the pure one. And they still don't do this. But at least he shows the Shastric rule, that there is a rule. So they just call it Vaishnava Ekadashi and Brahmana Ekadashi or something. But the rule is there. It's very clear. So he collected all these rules. And if you want, you can offer them to Krishna. So you can be as much a perfectionist as you want. Plus, you can see what are the blessings if somebody needs more inspiration. Yes, if you put tilak with this finger, all your desires are fulfilled. If you put with this finger tilak, you will always have food. If you put with this finger, then you will get liberation. If you, so you know, you think, oh, okay, what time? Okay, let me, so next time you put tilak, you are more, okay, so what do you want? Food? Liberation? Or maybe just bhakti? Okay, so. It's, you know, if you look at it, it's actually interesting. When you reach perfection, so when you chant Hare Krishna mantra, the first 3 years, it can be very difficult. But if you got through, then after 3 years, the proudest kings of the world fall at your feet. And then, if you eat too much, you do not become fat. If you eat too little, you do not become skinny. Sounds very practical for, you know, the modern person. You should put it on these advertisement billboards. Hari Bhakti Vilas says, one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra perfectly does not become fat, no matter how much he eats. Which is true, you know, it's there. The verse, number, chapter, you can put everything. But, of course, you understand it with the... so that you will have Paribhasha Sutra, you'll have the one mantra which shows how to understand all the other verses. So it's all for serving Krishna. And those who take it out of context, just take one verse and make it in, you know, that's the, how shall we say, people who fail in spiritual life, they will try to find comfort in becoming a crusader for some secondary or tertiary, for some other issue, for some, maybe even for some important issue, but they will try to find validation that, okay, maybe, so secretly, okay, maybe I'm not doing this, but, oh, are you doing that? Are you doing that? That's how it's done. So they feel validated by using all of these rules. But you can do this from any book. It's possible to be done with any book. So this is why it's all big systematic process. If you carefully read all the books of Srila Prabhupada attentively, honestly, sincerely, and you will see what are the... Every time a sadhu is described, so what are the first two qualities? will be described. So being a devotee, that's a must, yes. But then in terms of character, there will be always mercy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Vishwanachakarya Thakur says, the word sadhu means kind. It's the first quality confirmed from the altar. from behind the God's altar. Okay. Happy Sunday, happy sunny day, happy new week on our easy journey to the other good planets. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.